Hello, everyone. My name is Steve Ray. I'd like to welcome you to the November 5th session of the Ontology Summit Brainstorming and Planning meeting. I'm very happy to co-chair the Ontology Summit, which will begin officially next month with Barry Smith, University of Buffalo. And today what we're going to do is basically invite everyone to pick in ideas for what we're trying to accomplish in this year's summit. So what I'm going to do is basically just introduce to you all where we're heading, what the theme is, and what we're hoping for. And then I'm going to have Barry Smith also throw out some ideas for what we could possibly do. And then we'll open the floor to all of you, everyone else on the call, to suggest ideas, opinions, etc., because we want this to be an open and community-involved activity. This is the whole spirit of the Ontology Forum, one of the sponsors of the Ontology Summit, along with NIST and NCORE and actually several other organizations as well. So if you all go to the slides that you should be able to link to on the wiki page, there are two sets of slides, one marked 1-Ray, which is the slides I'll be speaking from, right at the very top of the page, and then the other one is 2-Smith, which is Barry Smith's slide. So I am now switching over to the my slides, the Ray slides, and again, just welcome you to the summit. So slide number 2 is basically the sequence of events that are going to happen. And a lot of people sort of slip into the thinking that our Ontology Summit is just the meeting we have at the very end. But in fact, what makes this particularly productive, I believe, is that the summit really begins and will begin this year on December 10th, next month. And the point is, it's a virtual discussion that will last for 3 months. Where we are really hoping people will engage, suggest ideas, and assemble material so that by the time we get to our physical meeting, which will be March 15th and 16th at the NIST campus in Gaithersburg, Maryland, we're hoping that we'll at that point have things pretty much pulled together. And all we need there is sort of a final consensus, polishing. And then, as is the tradition with the summit, we will try and prepare or finish off preparing communique, which is kind of our public word to the world at large of reflecting the position we take or a product we are offering to the world. So I'm going to get into the details of that in just a minute, but I do want to encourage everyone to think of this as a 3-month event, not just a 2-day event. And that way, hopefully, we avoid sort of crunch time at the very end, trying to get things pulled together. And I think actually this year's theme will lend itself particularly well to an ongoing contribution, as you'll see in just a minute. So, slide number 3, today's objective then, I'm in the midst of introducing the theme. And again, if you refer back briefly to the title slide, slide number 1, the theme of the summit is Creating the Ontologist of the Future. So it's an educational theme we're adopting this year. Basically, we have addressed a number of somewhat researchy issues in the past on harmonizing upper ontology or creating a repository for ontologies 2 years ago. And in fact, last year was bringing the ontology world together with the standards world. And I guess the second year we had it was a particularly hotly debated, you know, the conversation sort of revolved around what is an ontology, and we had all kinds of opinions on that. But we've covered those kinds of grounds. This year we decided, this is an idea that's been brought up a number of times in the past, to address the fact that there are very few places to get training on how to be an ontologist or how to build an ontology, even if you don't want to become an ontologist per se. So that's essentially the theme this year. How are we going to help, as a community, help the world make it easier to get that training? So those ideas have a number of dimensions, which I want to get into in the next slide, and then Barry Smith will also come up with some ideas, and then that's when you get a chance to actually start chiming in, both orally on the phone, but also hopefully by the chat room so that we can easily record your ideas. So that's why we want to make sure everyone was using the chat room. So, slide number five. One aspect of the idea is that we could put forward a sort of a rough outline of a curriculum for an ontology, an ontology course. And there are a number of issues that have come up, and what you see in some of the slides are some of the ways we might address some of those issues. What we could do is outline the basic elements of what one could imagine would be a syllabus for ontology design and validation. You know, you could have major sections, you know, sort of what are ontologies or what's the spectrum of things that could be considered ontologies. The question came up already in some of our preliminary discussions as to who the audiences might be. And at least in my own mind, three come to mind. There's sort of an undergraduate course you could have on ontologies. There's a more detailed and in-depth, obviously, graduate-level course you could have. And the third audience might be people who are domain experts who just want to create some ontologies. They don't want to be experts in ontology design or anything. They don't want to do that as their career, but they do want to do a reasonably good job at putting together an ontology for what they need to know. So those are at least three somewhat distinct kinds of training you might need. But the idea could be that we would have these major sort of course outline sections, and then we in the community could contribute modules, slide sets, notes, you know, material that could be used and sort of mixed and matched to put together a class on ontology design or verification or whatever. Even if some of those modules are reflecting distinct and maybe even sometimes incompatible ways of going about or interpreting how one goes about designing or building ontology. So clearly there's some of these areas, there are still debates as to what are good practices or not. Other areas, obviously, there's more consensus. So we don't have to resolve all those debates in putting together material for a class, but if we could imagine the vision of there being this sort of collection of modules that you could just, you know, drag and drop into your own course and easily put together a nice class or series of classes on ontology design, that could really accelerate the production of people who actually are following some good practices when they're designing ontologies. And that's ultimately our outcome that we're looking for, is to have a much larger population of people around who could do a reasonable job at designing or using ontology. So that's kind of at least my dream for this year, is to see if we as a community could assemble much of that material even by the time we met in March. We could have it online. This is something that lends itself very nicely to distributed collaboration, and people could contribute course materials they might have already prepared. And then by the time we get to the communique, what the communique would be would essentially be the announcement of, look, here's the start at a bunch of course materials, and people can go to, you know, whatever website we set up and see if that could accelerate the whole process. So that's a very high level, with sort of the straw man initial idea for this year's Ontology Summit. So with that, I'd like to hand it over to Barry, who is taking this even one step further, I think. But Barry, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Why don't you go ahead and talk a little more about, I know this is an idea you've been nursing along for a number of years. So, Barry, go ahead.
So I'm just going to take off where Steve concluded, since everything that I say falls very much within the mode of thinking that Steve was presenting. We already had a meeting on this topic towards ontology certification as part of the Ontology for the Intelligence Community Conference, which was held at George Mason University a couple of weeks ago. And we created a session within that conference because of a demand on the part of various government-sponsored research groups and software development groups for trained ontologists, and because of an expressed desire from those communities for some kind of certification process so that they could know that when they are hiring ontologists for their projects, they would have somebody who was trained in certain basic areas so that they could rely upon the quality of their work. Could you move to slide two? So this urgent need is illustrated, for instance, in the input database, which is a database of government-sponsored projects in the United States, where 65 projects are listed as explicitly involving persons with ontology expertise. And I know from my own interactions that there are considerably more ontology-related projects in both the academic world and the world of industry, both in the U.S. and in other countries. And every indication is that the need for people with ontology expertise is expanding exponentially. Now, the proposed solution that we discussed at the OIC meeting was a solution along the lines sketched by Steve for a modular ontology training program, which would then allow a modular ontology certification program. What I'm going to be describing in the next few slides are some elements which would need to be created in order for such a certification program to be successful. Many of these elements were requested by the potential sponsors of such a program, in the sense of people who have money which they would like to spend on training people to do the ontology work that they need doing. Next slide. So we first of all conceived of a modular approach whereby each of the modules would amount to a one-day class. So the impression that we got from the potential industry and government sponsors was that they would be willing to pay for somebody to do 5 days of training. This is going to be problematic for a number of reasons, as we will discover later on when we look at precisely who would issue these certificates. But it seems to be both the minimal amount which would lead to any kind of serious training and also the maximum amount which would glean enough sponsors or enough potential trainees that we could actually finance the thing coherently. The idea would be that modules would be selected, and this is just a list of modules which was put together more or less at random by the group present in the George Mason University meeting. Item number 13 illustrates the fact that this was a meeting where lots of U.S. government people were present, because the U.S. government is sponsoring an XML schema and ontology project called the Universal Core, and there are going to be quite considerable needs for people who are trained in the UCore approach. So that was included on this list. But given that we have people outside the United States on this call, I don't think we should assume a priori that the certification would be exclusively a U.S. affair, although that might make it administratively easier. Now, the modular idea would go something like this. In order to be a certified ontologist, you would need to do 5 of these modules. we would almost certainly divide the modules into subgroups in such a way that everybody who was certified would be then certified as having expertise both in software aspects of ontology development and in application aspects of ontology development and in what we might call intellectual aspects of ontological development. But the division into groups of modules is like the division of the modules themselves, still very much a matter for discussion. And one of the things which I think we should do on this call is talk through this slide three, in order to find gaps and redundancies and other problems with it. But in order to move things forward, so can we go to the next slide? I will describe some of the problems that we address. So we've talked already about the five-module idea. One question is whether attendance would be compulsory or whether those people who already have expertise in a given area could test out of the relevant module or modules. So this might mean that somebody who already is very skilled in the use of OWL or some other related technology might be able to do a test in such a way that they would be accredited for having attended that module or satisfied the needs of that module without actually having to pay the expenses of going to a place. Another idea that was presented would be that we would have alternative tracks. In other words, for people who are really rather exclusively interested in, for instance, software aspects of ontology, might do a software-focused certification series. And this too is possible. My own view is that the ontology certification should be a pretty unitary affair, given that we're going to have quite a large choice of modules. We should at least insist that everyone who gets certification has a basic expertise in a certain set of important areas, which would include more than just software. The next item on this list is university accreditation. So the potential sponsors from government and industry all felt strongly that this would make sense only if there was some kind of university stamp of approval. So they strongly felt that that would add value to the certification process and to the certificate itself, which would justify their payment, where just the certificate of being an ontologist, which was issued by a non-university body, probably would not be sufficient for their needs. Now, that means that we need one or more universities who will, in some sense, oversee or sponsor this. And I believe that it should be more than one. But clearly, if there are going to be universities involved which are not just U.S. universities, then that's going to be complicated to synchronize. We in Buffalo have a certification program which already works, not in ontology, but in health informatics. This certification program would unfortunately involve something like 30 days of coursework, rather than the 5 days which we're working with here. It's not clear that the University at Buffalo will accredit a certification program for just 5 days, but that would need to be explored. And it could be that other universities already have accreditation programs which we could use more easily. The next topic on this list is whether we insist that people are present physically for the module which they wish to take rather than just do exams in. And I am strongly of the opinion that we need to do this on the basis of people who have face-to-face contact with the person who is doing the training. But I don't rule out that some of the modules might be catered for on the basis of people attending remotely. So I think that too needs to be explored. Now, if we are going to have people testing out of certain modules, and I think it should be only a limited number of modules that people are allowed to test out of, we're also going to need security to make sure that the people getting the certificate are actually the people doing the test. But we're also going to need tests. And this is actually going to be a difficult operation to organize. So first of all, while we can probably get agreement across the community on a reasonable set of modules and of tracks, whether we can get agreement on the community on levels and content for exams for these modules is more difficult to establish. It's also more expensive. Somebody has to write the exam, somebody else, or some that same person will have to actually mark the exam. So this is an area where I think we need to bite the bullet and recognize that we're going to have to invest a certain amount of effort in order to see if the thing will work at all. Next slide. So this is just a brief indication that there are two campus sites who have already expressed an interest in this, and these are the two who were the most vocal university representatives at the OIC meeting, namely Buffalo and George Mason University. I would hope that one upshot of this conference call will be that other campus sites will volunteer to at least explore possibilities of their own with their own administration. So this is the beginning of a list. Next slide. So the next question is funding. So again, the industry and government representatives at the meeting said that $300 per module would be appropriate. So each of us needs to think about how we're going to finance doing this, and there are issues involved in academic certification, which is that the university in question will want a cut of the fees. When thinking about these matters, you have to bear in mind that a government project or an industry project which wants to send a person for training events have to pay more than the fees. They also have to pay the equivalent of the salary for that person for the period in time, the hotel costs, and the travel costs. So we were told that the budget for such a five-day module, if it was spread across 5 days, or if it was spread across 2.5 weekends or some other combination, would be of the order of $10,000. And so this is not small potatoes that we're dealing with here. Now, we can have a cheaper rate for those people who just did the test, but the cheaper rate would apply only for a subset of the modules that people would be required to do, if my assumption is correct, that we shouldn't just allow people to do this entirely on the basis of tests, because that would mean that we were not really certifying the people, we were just certifying their ability to do certain tests. And another option is that we help get this off the ground by finding organizations who would be willing to sponsor the development costs. And the NSF may be a possibility in this respect, although it doesn't seem very promising. Also, if we can identify companies with existing ontology projects, and if we can move to the next slide, then it may be possible that one or other of these companies or organizations may be willing to commit in some way to providing seed money to get this going. I think that there are some possibilities with the U.S. Army in this respect. This list was created, again, at the George Mason meeting, so it's exclusively U.S.-focused. But, again, I hope that one of the consequences of this meeting will be that people will have other possibilities to direct us towards in the hopes that we can find seed money from multiple sources. And that is the final slide. I hope everything's become unmuted.
Am I still live? This is Steve Ray.
You are, yes, Steve.
Oh, good. Thanks, Barry. It seems I was on a little longer than I thought when I was finishing my talk. I apologize for any thing I said when I thought I was offline. Anyway, okay, so that's really all we have to deliver to the people online here in terms of talks. We do have a few comments that are being made on the chat room, and then I encourage anyone to raise their hand and they can chime in so to get some reactions here. First person who raised their hand was Terry Longstreth. You have to remember to press *3 to unmute your phone and take it away, and then put your hand down.
Hey, this is Terry.
Okay, you're online.
I put a kind of a question on the chat box. I'm a little concerned about what you think the population of students will be. Where do they come from? What are their backgrounds? And I note particularly that there doesn't seem to be any interest in sociology or psychology. To me, the biggest issue of ontology is bringing communities together who might not normally work together or think together.
Okay.
Can I answer?
You want to respond? Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree with the suggestion that we should include a module which relates to those aspects of ontology which concern how people can use ontologies in order to coordinate their work. So that's mostly what I in fact do. Most of my life is spent on trying to teach people how to use ontologies to coordinate themselves.
That's not my question.
Okay,
you're trying to build ontologies, which means that they're not using ontologies, they're creating them. And a creating ontology is essentially distilling the worldview of a community of people. That is my understanding. And so where do they get the background in understanding people well enough to be able to create this thing they're calling an ontology?
So I'm less attracted by this line of thought. I think that there are skills which you need in order to build on policies, and some of those skills are indeed skills which would be helped by a certain knowledge of psychology, but I don't think we should have a module teaching people psychology. We should have a module on how to build an ontology which includes some aspects of what you just described. But I don't think teaching people psychology is going to be... We're not going to have enough resources to do that within the framework of a certification program like this, I think.
Yeah, but there might be a prerequisite that they have some studies, international studies, linguistics, other ways of knowing culture.
Yeah, this is Steve Ray. I also just chime in a little bit that there might be a slight variation of what people think of as an ontology, which I don't want to open that Pandora's box right now, but some ontologies are not necessarily to do with groups of people or a cultural understanding. They may just be some information used in some business application, which needs to be structured more clearly. So, but that does get into what people think of is what is an ontology, and certainly if the ontology is about a cultural perspective, then I think that would be appropriate, what you're saying.
A lot of my background is in internationalization.
Yeah. Understood. Okay, thank you for that. Next on the list is Arturo Sanchez.
Yes, sir.
*3, don't forget. Don't hear you yet. Well, when you go online, and you have to press *3.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, yep.
Okay, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. So the presentation by Dr. Smith was very interesting, and I see that it pertains to professional certification. So that could certainly be one of the threads of discussions in the summit. I wanted to bring up another thread of discussion that has to do with the role of ontologies in general in current recognized authoritative curricula that have been put forth by different organizations. So, for instance, I was just browsing the ACM IEEE Computer Science Curriculum 2008, which is a what they call an interim revision of the Curriculum 2001, and I just did a search on the PDF for the pattern ontolog. And, for instance, one of the things that they define in the Curriculum 2008 is knowledge areas. So there is a knowledge area called intelligent systems. And they propose different core courses and elective courses. And there is one elective course under intelligent systems called advanced reasoning. And ontology engineering is one of the topics there. For information management, which is another knowledge area, there is another elective course, information storage and retrieval, where ontology also is mentioned. So I would be very interested in cooperating with members of the community to present a, the results of a, an environmental scan looking at these kinds of curricula that have been put forth by different organizations. So, for instance, we could take a look at things related to information systems, information sciences, software engineering, and see how ontology has been threaded through the curricular propositions that they have defined. A related idea would be to try to connect the idea of using ontologies in the context of this concept that is being championed by Jeanette Wink, originally in Carnegie Mellon, now at NSF, of computational thinking, which essentially kind of promotes computing to the same level of areas or disciplines such as physics and mathematics. And the fundamental idea is that, you know, any person who has to deal with problem solving needs to have computational thinking skills. So ontology development, I would associate it with modeling, which is a fundamental computational thinking skill. So if anybody's interested in working with me in presenting this in another thread, which I would call, you know, current status of curricula, formal curricula, and the relationship of these curricula with the concept of ontology, I'll be very interested in doing that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Arturo. That's actually tremendous. I think that would be a wonderful thing to do, have some due diligence to make sure we don't reinvent the wheel. So I appreciate that. I think the community would be, really benefit from doing some, as you say, environmental scan of what's out there already. Thanks. And anyone else wants to join in, please chime in.
Can I make a couple of comments on Arturo's suggestion?
Go ahead, Barry.
So, yes, I agree that this is a very good suggestion, and I strongly welcome Arturo's documentation of what already exists. I should probably say that one of the aspects of the meeting on the certification program that we already had was the following idea. It's clear that we need more in the way of academic training of ontologists. In other words, we need to find strategies for improving the degree to which ontology teaching and research is carried out within universities. The idea of a professional certification program was very much conceived as just one small step towards that larger goal. And so I also think that the main focus of the summit should not be this particular idea for a certification program. I thought it was useful to present the idea because it reveals the problems that we're going to face. But the main goal should be to try and find strategies for improving the degree to which ontology is being handled in universities. And now I want to say something which I feel very strongly about. I believe that it's been a mistake to to see ontology teaching and research within universities as being exclusively within the province of computer science.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the skills which you need in order to do ontology well very often need training in other areas. And I think the most successful ontology applications so far have been in the area of biology, and they have been built not by computer scientists, but by biologists. And I think there's a reason for that. Computer scientists are not always the right people to solve the problems which need to be solved to do ontology well.
Yeah. And I think that underscores, I think, Terry's comment earlier as well, that sometimes you need sociologists or something else.
Exactly.
Okay, let's move on. We've got a lot of hands up here. Thank you, Arturo. Leo, you're next.
Yes, just two things, and Arturo actually mentioned one of those. Barry, in your slide 3, which has the potential modules, one thing I think is missing right now is, and it could be that it's actually a thread through a couple of these, is ontologies and automated reasoning. Usually that gets short shrift. It may be under application of ontologies. It could be under ontology success stories. It could be under partially introduction to ontology. But I would make that explicit somewhere. Any comment on that part?
I agree, Leo.
Okay. And then the second thing, within the last month or so, I saw a notice out on the Semantic Web distribution list for a company in Vienna called SemSphere, which is marketing a semantic technology specialist training course and certification. So I think that would be useful to kind of just understand, a private company's perspective and their rates and so forth. For example, they have currently three levels, increasingly more advanced certification. The only course they're currently offering is the first rung of that, which is Semantic Technology Specialist. And that's expected to be a weeks-long set of modules. And the charge, I think, was going to be something like 1,300 euros. So it gives you a point, to compare for possibly, commercial equivalent of this certification and training process.
Yeah.
So just a point of information.
Actually, I think you are scooping what Bettina has written on the chat room and is going to probably a couple of things too. It sounds like it. But anyway, okay, thanks, Leo. Peter, you're next.
All right. I pretty much put it on the chat board already, and actually I would encourage everyone who have made important points to type them out on the chat board, because the chat transcript becomes part of the proceedings. Otherwise, people will have to linearly go through the recording to pick up the details of what you said verbally. So I commend Arturo's suggestion to do an environmental scan, but I would hope that exercise could be taken even one step further by answering some marketing questions, because Steve did put marketing on his slides, and I think that's clever. Besides just what's around, maybe we should even find out or at least do some projections on how big the market is. I mean, now or in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, I don't know. And and how are people expecting to get ontologists? I mean, are there enough needs, in-house needs to bring them in as staff, or whether it's predominantly some outside people, whether it's a university's research department or independent consultants, or whether it becomes a professional services role that will show up in professional services firms and so on. I think those would be interesting. And my last comment is, I mean, I got a suggestion from someone who I will not mention, but it's from a funding agency who says, I mean, you guys should take things one step further besides just releasing a communique, maybe one of your deliverables or some of the deliverables should be proposals, grant proposals, proposals to companies to actually get funded after the few months' intense work on a particular issue. So I think this year's summit theme lends itself particularly well to things like that. I mean, maybe one track could take it further and come up with proposals that we could, or that certain, whether it's certain educational institutions or subgroups that are interested to put together a training program or education program together to have the deliverable to get money and to realize what they're looking for. That's it.
Those are great suggestions. Barry, you have any comments on that before I move on?
I think it might be useful to mention that one large community of people who are already working as ontologists. They're called biocurators, and they have an organization called the International Society for Biocuration, consists of people with a biological background to spend their lives using ontologies in order to make biological literature and biological data semantically interoperable. And the existence of this group implies a need to train this group in ontological techniques and methods, but it also implies a career path. And what we need to do, I think, as Peter was suggesting, is to identify what the career paths for ontologists are. So creating the ontologist for the future involves training, but it also involves seeing how the training then leads somewhere, and we shouldn't forget that aspect.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Barry. I mean, I also put down a comment about the optimism you expressed in doing some of these things in one day.
As I say, this is really just an incremental approach. We need to take the first step. And my feeling is that we are not going to bring about a massive change in university curriculum organization of the sort which would be needed already by next week. If we're going to create the ontologists of the future, we need to create the discipline of ontology, and that means taking steps one at a time until we end up with what we want.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. In fact, Peter, might I venture, if you would say, we could refresh the wiki page and see what you've gotten down already. Okay, well, Nina, did you want to talk about STEMsphere or anything else?
My comment and slash question was that I've been to the Semantic Technology Conference a few times, and last year there was a company there advertising certification, the STEMsphere or something. And, you know, my hesitation was, well, who are they? How do I know that, you know, their certification is really something that's kind of accepted by the whole community? And so I was hesitant to take that certification and money to do so. So I wonder if proposing this other certification, how do you go about, addressing that? Because there'll be other people who will wonder, you know, what is the difference between that certification and other certifications? And I'd wonder maybe what other people might think about that.
This is Steve. Can people hear me again? I lost my line, but I'm back.
Yes.
Oh?
I can hear you.
Thanks. Okay, good. I would just say that perhaps that's a role that, in fact, the ontology community that we represent could play, whether we choose or want to endorse things or not. That could get us into interesting legal ground. I'm not quite sure about that, but yeah, that's a good question. Whether we would want to endorse, or whether, you know, who knows who, ACM or someone would want to endorse certain companies who are offering certification in ontology modeling. Maybe if anyone has any comments, rather than we have a chaos here, raise your hand and we can revisit this topic while we work down this list of people raising their hands. I think that's a very good point. Okay, while we're waiting for that, Jeff, you're next in line. Do you have a comment? Jeff Abbott, star, please.
Peter Yim here. I mean, one suggestion is the International Association for Ontology and its applications are actually having major thrust in education and training. So since both Anthony Colton is online, he probably will have something to say about it, and Michael, maybe they have some answers to the question that Tina was asking.
Yeah. There are very people who are doing training, I know, as well as Ken. All right, well, Jeff, we don't seem to be able to hear you, so I'm going to skip you for a little bit, and then we'll see if we can get you a little later. Amanda is next in line.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, I'm actually have something straight, since I have things to say all over the map on this, but I'm coming into this perhaps from an unusual circumstance in that I currently am the technical lead for a team of ontologists from many different companies working on an Air Force project, and have in previous roles done a lot of hiring, evaluating, assigning and managing ontologists, again, at very different companies. So I have a little bit of a customer base on this, but I am also, I'm come originally from the philosophy, epistemology world, and, came into this field as a practicing ontologist, and still am one. I'm thinking about two of the largest issues in matching up ontologists with people who need them, which is what I see, being in both worlds, I see not happening all the time. And one of them is that the existing certifications, trainings, or one might say ontologist-generating houses are generally, they have their own internal training, are generally fairly equivalent to schools of thought, right? They become focused on the best practices within their application context or for their user community, and generalize those to, a belief that these are true of any kind of ontology development system. And as a rule, if you take someone out of one of any of those and put them into a new ontology, a new type of ontology development, or a new application context, new user community, they're often absolutely unable. Well, they don't have the skills, for the most part, except for minimal logical ones. And more importantly, they don't have the skills to recognize that or see how, what is the relationship between what they've done and what they're doing. So I would like to strongly advocate that the overall flavor of any curriculum have, as part of its foundation, a recognition that there are many different practices under this this umbrella, and you don't have to decide. I mean, obviously, there's some stuff that's going on that's bad, but forget about that. Within this stuff that's doing somebody some good, right, and is sound in some reasonable meaning of that, there's still very different practices. So whether it's tracks or just weaving in a realization that most quote-unquote best practices aren't, well, we need to know within what context they are such, that would make an enormous difference and be something substantially different from what everything that's out there that I've been able to find so far. And the other thing I wanted to say is that I wanted to second the, or third or fourth, the various comments about the various fields that contribute to the skills one needs as an ontologist. I think we should not expect and not encourage the too tight an alignment if it's at a university with any one department. I think like cognitive science, like study, like, well, you know, Garvey's history and philosophy of sociology of science programs too, but many things. This is inherently in classic boundaries, and all of the applied ontology work draws on different disciplines in different ratios. I think the some of the psychology reference may have may really be replaceable by attention to the fields of knowledge education and knowledge acquisition and collaboration as they apply to ontology. So,
this is Steve. I think you're right on. In fact, that reinforces the conversation I had with Al Hodgson of Top Quadrant yesterday, where in his experience with training customers in ontology design, he felt that they concluded it was sort of essential to have, if you like, if you call it a storyline or a thread in a particular domain to keep things hanging together rather than just trying to do the training in the abstract. So I completely agree with you, and in fact...
I agree with Ralph as a customer of such training.
Okay. So there you go. So maybe that's why it fits well together, but I would argue that perhaps some of these multidisciplinary or interdisciplinary centers at various universities might be the kind of place that would keep it from being, falling into the label of one department or another. And in fact, of course, this is not the only discipline that's falling into this situation where a lot of subject areas these days work better in an interdisciplinary way. As many disciplines are starting to sort of blur the boundaries. So thank you for that. Ken, you're next on the line. Ah, there you go. Yep.
Steve, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Ken.
No? Okay. As you know, I'm an academic, so I suppose I can give you some perspective on this. I participated in curriculum development projects many times over the years. I've been involved in accreditation processes. And right now we do have courses that do introduce ontology as a topic within the course. I think somebody mentioned that if you look at the ACM guidelines, they actually do mention ontology in a few places as topics. And indeed, we do introduce ontology in those places and others as well. So, to some degree, our university, and I guess other universities as well, are already talking about ontology. So that's really not that new. I think another place you could look is an interesting issue is how we distinguish ourselves from knowledge engineering. If you just go to Wikipedia, the Wikipedia page on knowledge engineering, you will see that it talks about ontology. So it may not be easy to distinguish ourselves from an existing curriculum. We have to actually work at that. Say, you know, just how we are different. One thing that is important in a university is that there is a clear distinction between degree programs and certificate programs. So that's something you have to bear in mind. I mean, if you know, a certificate is definitely quite a bit kind of less prestigious, say, also less well-controlled. The universities pretty much can just create these certificate programs on their own, and there really isn't any, necessarily any accreditation process associated with them. Unlike the case of a degree program. And accreditation is certainly very important. I mean, that's what we were talking about. I think a number of people were talking about. I mean, how do you know that somebody who set up shop, or some company set up shop claiming to be a certifying ontologist, that they can trust it at all? So clearly accreditation is going to be important. And I would say not just accreditation of programs, but of course also accreditation, ultimately, of people who teach them. Finally, there's also interdisciplinary aspects. I think that was brought up a number of times. I think we can also, in my university, there's interconnections with other units, other programs, in addition to biomedical and computer science, engineering. There's also, we should also consider, to what extent there may be some connection with library science. I mean, I don't know if anybody has talked about that. That's yet another discipline that certainly does talk about classification. And I think to some degree library science is connected to what goes on in biology in their curation efforts. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of issues that, need to be addressed in this summit, and I would be, very interested in attempting to start up some kind of program or concentration at my institution at Northeastern University.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ken. Yeah, this is indeed the brainstorming session we're having right now today, so it's good we're getting all these things out, because clearly what we're going to have to do is try and nail down the different dimensions of this issue, whether we can just provide material, but then how do we ensure some degree of quality of that material, and that gets into all of the issues of certification and things like that. So I think there are a fair number of dimensions which are somewhat orthogonal, which is good, because that means groups of us can perhaps tackle different aspects of this. So after this session, I think the next step is going to be to try and bring some order to all of these ideas and all of these aspects so that we can start framing what can happen between now and the final face-to-face meeting in terms of, if you like, the subsets of these problems. So great, thanks. Jeff, let's see. Jeff did write in on the chat room. I guess you're falling back to written words instead of oral words. Because I guess we have to, unless you can chime in, I guess we're going to abandon hope that you can actually be heard on the line. At which point, next in the line is Anthony Galton. You give your try at star 3 and see if you can come through.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, now I can hear you, yes. Carry on.
Right. Okay, yes. Well, Peter mentioned the IAAA and the education activities of that. I thought I might say a bit about that because, of course, a lot of the ideas that have been put forward this evening overlap a lot with some of the things we've been thinking about. There was Arturo's suggestion about this environmental scan, looking at, you know, what's out there already so that we're not in the business of reinventing the wheel and so on. And, well, we are also, you know, one of the ideas that we have is that of making a sort of database of existing courses with ontological content. And I've actually made a start at this. I haven't got very far. I haven't got assembled much material so far, and it's mainly from the UK, but it seems to me that if you know, we don't want the point is to duplicate the effort of this, and we ought really to sort of get together to do this as a coordinated effort to try to establish what actually is out there at the moment. But another idea that we had was that of actually sort of pulling together, creating a library of resources which could be drawn upon by teachers or people who are developing ontology courses or courses with ontological content. So the library could have, you know, research papers, tutorial material, various example ontologies, maybe some editing tools and so on. And then yet another thought, and this I think fits in with some of what Barry was saying, is the idea of putting together some kind of standard curriculum or a set of standard curricula covering all aspects of ontology, which course developers could use as a guideline, and maybe thinking in terms of these sort of short module, one-day modules that Barry was mentioning would be a way of thinking about that. So these are all things which in the IAAA we're sort of thinking about doing. And in particular, I'd like to mention the fact that we're planning a workshop at FOICE in May next year, which is specifically for dealing with educational issues. And one thing which I think we need to think about carefully is how is this that going to relate to the current effort, this ontology summit topic. But what I'm planning to do is to get out a call for contributions to this workshop. But once we've got the main reviewing process before it's underway, which is just about to start now, so I'm a bit busy with that at the moment. But watch this space, basically. At some point fairly soon, there will be a call for contributions to the education workshop. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you.
That's great. Actually, I would say, first of all, that's good to hear that you're going to be doing something at FOICE on that. And I think it's wonderful that there's plenty of work to do. So if IAOA, I guess under the auspices of IAOA, you're talking about collecting courses and stuff. That's great. We can maybe, you know, divide up the tasks a little bit and get more done. So I think that's fantastic. Jeff, I'll give you one more chance. Okay. all right, next is Todd Schneider on the line. Give me a couple of words. I can hear you.
Am I coming through?
Yeah, you're kind of quiet, but if you speak up, you're fine.
I stick the microphone in my mouth. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. I have several points I'll make here. I discussed some of this with Barry at the OIC conference a couple of weeks ago, but I think everyone is recognizing that the development of ontologies has multiple dimensions to it, and some of those are represented as the various disciplines and their expertise and paradigms that are needed to develop these things. But overall, I think what needs to be recognized is, if you step back, why are we developing these things other than that can be fun to do? We want to use them, and as such, they look or become engineering artifacts. So the questions are asked about what's the market space for this capability, i.e. training ontologists, I would suggest it's engineering. And, again, trying to avoid, whether it's computer science and blah, 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 the currently, the I think the discipline that comes closest to it from an academic perspective, also from an industrial perspective, is systems engineering. Many systems engineering courses now already cover a wide range of subjects, and some universities have them as a separate department, I think, but someone correct me if I'm wrong there. So in terms of the market share, you have a market. Now, people will say, well, systems engineering, what do they care about doing, developing ontologies? Well, I would suggest that you could start use systems engineering as a starting point, because many of the paradigms that we want to use or do use in developing an ontology are immediately applicable to current systems engineering practices. Then you could then consider a specialization to focus just on ontology development. And, of course, the ontology development is just not a philosophical thing. You do have to be worried about the actual performance, as Leo mentioned, and then, you know, all the dimensions there. That's one point. Now, issue of accreditation, that's going to be real fuzzy. I think I asked in the chat as to why universities would be the final authority there. Maybe there's another organization or body that could do that. I'm not sure. Some of the questions Barry brought up about administrative issues, the Open Group, for instance, can provide that service. You know, if you want to run tests, if you actually want to run the organization for fee, the Open Group can do that. And there's one last point that just hit my brain. So, I think I've taken up enough of everyone's time.
Well, those are all great input, I think. And we're going to try and capture all of it, as Peter said on the chat. Oh, you remembered it?
Yes, I just wanted, this is a request to Barry. Now, Barry, you've heard all of these issues and comments go by already, and they're being repeated again today. So in order to help facilitate the discussion during the next coming months and at the summit, I would ask you to develop an ontology for this area. So what is the ontology for training ontologists? I think if we have that in front of us, that might help focus some of the discussion and avoid some of the redundancies or overlaps.
Interesting suggestion. Actually, I'm not sure Barry's still on. Barry, are you still there? Because I noticed his name has fallen off the chat room.
Still there.
He didn't mention it. Are you there?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
So you heard that? You heard
I did
that
indeed.
Challenge?
I'm just thinking it through. Can I say something in response to some of the things Amanda and Ken said earlier?
Sure, you're co-chair, so go for it.
Good. So I agreed with everything that Amanda said, and I think what she said is important, namely that too often ontology activities fail or fail at least to contribute to the full because they are done in SOFI for specific purposes and no one else knows about them, and the people who are doing them don't know how to talk to other ontologists, and anything that they achieve will just disappear. And this, I think, is the main reason why I wanted to insist that at least part of the certification process would involve face-to-face training, because I think that to break down the walls between people doing different projects and between people with different disciplinary backgrounds, the only way to make progress is if you bring people from those different backgrounds together and explain to them why it is that they are not really communicating, because they're using the same terms with completely different meanings. So I think that we should be aiming to try and transcend the differences of viewpoint and create a framework within which there is a large body of trained people who actually use the same words in the same way. And so that accreditation would be not merely accreditation in certain skills, it would be accreditation in being able to be a good citizen of the community of ontologists, rather than just being able to get paid for doing a certain job or whatever kind of job it might be. And then various people have suggested that this should be multidisciplinary, that the trained ontologist should be somehow part of a multidisciplinary area within the university. My goal is actually much more ambitious than that. I want there to be departments of ontology in all major universities. And those departments would work closely together with application area departments like biology. But the people in them would get at least one-third of their time set aside for developing the research base for and the practical skills of a new discipline of ontology. And one of the reasons why we have these different communities is because we have not sought to create a discipline of ontology. We should be embarrassed at the degree to which we're still going around exactly the same debate 20 years after they were first initiated without having any kind of solid base which we can all rely on. And physics has a solid base which grows from year to year. We ought to be in the same situation within ontology. That's how we create the ontology to the future, by creating the ontology.
Yeah. All right, well, let's think about that. I'm not sure I completely buy the context-free definitions of terms, but that's...
Oh, physicists have electrons.
Well, yes, that's true, but there's an existence in physical reality of the world that physics describes, whereas...
Well,
experimentally testable.
Literary scientists have poem or novel. They don't argue interminably about what a poem is or what a novel is.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Anyway, this is, you're right. This is not a debate that has just surfaced. This is a long-standing discussion, which merits resolution if we can.
Absolutely.
Let's keep the conversation moving.
Can I be heard yet?
Oh, is that you, Jeff?
Jeff Abbott, this is me, one and the same.
Wow, well, fantastic.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
one and the same.
Indeed.
Yeah, I put a little blurb out there in text about what we do. We do HSI training, and we develop the curriculum for UCSD and all that kind of stuff. But we always look for Arturo's suggestion for alternative analysis to see what everybody's done, and then we kind of customize what we've done to the audience trying to talk to. So at this point, we're trying to develop HSI for system engineers, because system engineers are usually technical people, and they don't know much about HSI, or maybe don't believe in it, however that you look at that. And so when you talk about ontology, we're thinking about doing the same thing with ontology for whoever it is, like... it's been mentioned before, it really should be a discipline. Ontology is obviously a discipline. So you need a basis in ontology, some basis to progress. And then I suggested earlier, I don't know if anybody read it, that you have to be able to merge ontologies, you know, normalize it, all those kinds of things. So it's a process, and I think certification is needed.
Okay. I think that seems to be a lot of people's opinions now. I would agree with that. Thanks, Jeff. Let's see, Todd, you already spoke, right?
Yes.
You just leave your hand up, right? Okay. I'll start pulling hands down here, but Fabian is next in line.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. My question is, so more concrete, so how are we going to organize the next 3 months? We need to organize ourselves in a way that we achieve something which we then can use in the days or face-to-face meeting and then get the result out of that. And are we just going to have different threads? And if so, which threads are we going to talk about? So I identified just from listening that we have one group which is interested in screening how ontology is taught right now in different courses, then Barry's idea about his certificate course, then there was a lot of mentioning of a university degree, although nobody said what kind of a degree. I assume it would be a master's degree, because probably students need to know something else before they can do ontology. But then the So I would think then probably we could have one parallel thread which is just concerned with developing a curriculum for a potential master's degree. a separate question again is how are the curriculums how are the universities who offer the curriculums or the institutions that offer the certificate course evaluated? So the accreditation question. I guess my suggestion is to just have parallel threads on doing an email discussion about these different subjects. Just a suggestion, but because I think we need to organize it in some way, and otherwise we won't make progress and won't have a deliverable or achieve a deliverable at the end of this month.
You're absolutely right. I think that is the very next step to take after this brainstorming session. And I know Peter's already made mention of it in the chat, which is we have to boil it down into those blocks. So you're completely right, and hopefully you can help do that. In fact, your last comment about the certification, there's the certification of people, and then there's the certification of program, which is, if you like, is the certification of the certifiers, since the programs are going to be giving diplomas or whatever. So I think those are those two aspects of certification. Okay, thanks, Fabian. Michael is next online.
Okay, I guess Fabian kind of covered a couple of my points already. So I'd just like to affirm what he was saying in terms of kind of process from here on in. I think there's two aspects. One is more the bottom-up approach that Anthony was advocating, in the sense of if one of our objectives is to identify a common curriculum that all of us who are teaching our college courses can kind of coalesce around, then that would be very much of a bottom-up kind of place. So exploring what are people doing. Also along the lines of Arturo's point about looking to see where else in other areas people are proposing ontology as part of courses. So this would be very much of a bottom-up flavor. I think the other aspect, being more top-down, would be more along the lines of Barry's slide to say, well, you know, what are the other kind of areas that really should be part of a curriculum that maybe are not sufficiently covered in existing courses? And so the idea would be that this common curriculum would be addressing this need that if we want to hire people who are working on ontologies, what are the necessary skills they would have to have in order to do that? Now, that leads to a second, a separate issue, which is the accreditation issue. And as Robin and Steve mentioned, the idea that it was the accreditation of individuals versus the accreditation of a particular course or program. I think there's always been a vision of the International Association of Ontologies applications to play a role there. Exactly what that role is, I think, will be up for discussion over the next few months. The legal notion of being a licensed ontologist or whatever. So I think that will be one other point, one other thread for discussion. And then just finally, just to kind of say, as Anthony mentioned, there will be this workshop at FOIS in May, and so the relationship between the outcome of the ontology summit, which will be in March, and the 2 months later for the workshop, that will be something interesting also to kind of coordinate goals and objectives there.
And FOIS is in Toronto this year, right?
That's correct, yeah. May 11th to 14th.
Okay. I thought we had someone else, but they took their hand down. So we have right now no more hands up. I'm sort of on a brain drain here because we've had a lot of good ideas put on the table. And I guess some group of us are going to have to sit down and sift through this material. I think we've done a great job of getting the ground outlines laid in terms of what has to be covered, What we could well do then, which we've done in the past on summits, is maybe come up with some, I can't even know what we call them, little working groups or whatever, little teams who could take on maybe trying to frame each of those subtopics. And I think what Fabian had mentioned is a good start of what those topics might be, and others might emerge. And that way, by dividing up, divide and conquer kind of a philosophy, this doesn't become too onerous for any one individual, but as a group, we can actually accomplish a lot in terms of putting a stake in the ground. I like the idea of something like the IAOA being a legal entity that could be essentially a trade association that could have some legal recognition in the sense of, you know, like the AMA has legal recognition in the sense of their position with doctors in this country, etc. So, and actually, what's nice about IAOA is it's international, so it could have even more of a global impact. So, we've been at this for about an hour and a half now, and in the absence of any other hints, rather than just drag it on unnecessarily, I think we might want to wrap this up. But Peter and Barry, I'll let you all chime in on that if you have thoughts. Peter, how about you as logistics manager of this event?
I have no further comment. I think this was a great session. I'll just commit to getting the chat transcript and the audio recording posted to the session page within the next working day.
Okay. Barry, any parting remarks?
Thank you all very much.
Well, very timely. And I think we all have done a good job here of getting some stakes put in the ground. So thank you all for attending. And with that, I will adjourn this session. And we will all be in touch.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the mailing list.